Yes, sir. This is the Enigma Step Hour with your boy Enigma Step Simba. And welcome you guys to the podcast. I got my man King OB in the building. What's good,
bro? Hey, King OB, Bangies. We got this corner in the building. You know, we just here with my man Sim. We doing something nice.
Got Jaquan vibing in the background. You doing all right, man? Now, check it out. Those, maybe y'all listening in, may have tried to check out the live version on YouTube. Unfortunately, your boy had some technical difficulties. I'm going to work on that. You know what I'm saying? You want to donate some cash to your boy, maybe want to holler at me. Outside of that, though, let me check something out. Okay. Outside of that, we still keep it moving. Got the podcast popping, so we still here live and direct. Also, too, want to give props to the Freedom Train Network, giving a platform for voices for black folks everywhere. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Again, like I said, I got my man King OB in the building. Now, even though I don't have the live version tonight, you can check out the other episodes I have on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, do whatever you like. And hopefully in the future I'll be able to provide more content for y'all. So y'all just stay tuned for that. If you listen to the podcast, yo, this is episode 28. You got time to check out the other 27 episodes. You can do that at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Also, too, you can check out the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And basically anywhere you can find a podcast, you can check it out. Or just search The Enigma Self Hour. And also, too, just check out all my social media platforms on Instagram. You can find me at Enigma Self. On Twitter, at Enigma Self 9. That's number 9, not N-I-E-E-N-I-N-E. I can't spell. N-I-N-E. Don't do that. Enigma Self 9. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelf. That's pretty much it. So make sure you check out the other episodes. Because speaking of being geeks, you know what I'm saying? Jaquan had made unofficially an appearance when Chad Rhymes was in the building, you know what I'm saying? A few episodes ago, you know what I'm saying? One of the first members to pop up during the revamped Enigma Self Hour. So, yeah, man, y'all make sure, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? In regards to the other episodes or whatever. So, we got a lot planned. We're going to talk about some local news. Also, too, we're going to talk about some of the major stuff that happened in hip-hop in regards to what we got. The Grammys, 21 Savage being free. Also, too, this week, or today, the 10-year anniversary of Drake's So Far Gone.
I've been
driving
to that all day, bro.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna front, like, even though I remember, yo, I'm glad they put out, like, the whole thing.
Yeah,
because I was like, the little mix, not the mixtape, but the little EP joint, I ain't never bothered. Yeah, I was like, man, get that out of here. The fact that, you know what I'm saying, they brought the whole album out, back out, was pretty dope or whatever, and really kind of do a throwback. Actually, I may put this out, you know, it was trash, the episode I did that week, because I actually did a show. If anybody don't know, the Enigma Self Hour, I started Enigma Self Hour back in 2008. So I'm actually like 11 years in the game. And I did a show the week after. So I was listening to it to see if I even made any mention So Far Gone dropping. So even though the first half of the, part of the podcast was trash, like my vocals was just off. I don't know what the hell happened. But I may put that out for my throwback. Actually, the throwback I put out this week, you can check me out. Check it out on Twitter, on my Twitter page, at EnigmaSelf9. I did an interview with Blood Raw, which is actually probably, at that time, it was still probably the biggest interview I did in regards to just somebody who had already been signed versus, you know what I'm saying, local artists. Doing local artists falls. interviewing local artists has always been a dope thing or whatever. So not to discount anybody that I have interviewed, but Blood Raw was, I think, one of two acts that was signed that I had on the show. So, hey, you can make sure you check that out. That should be on my Twitter page. I think I posted it Thursday for Throwback Thursday, so you can check that out. So, yeah, y'all make sure to do that. Now, I promise you guys I'm going to have a call-in guest, and I'm waiting for that. So, matter of fact, actually, let's get into it. I'm going to get into so far going joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you, y'all remember about when that project dropped?
Man, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas,
best yo.
Listen to me, man. The list go on. Like, that was probably one of the dopest albums he ever dropped. Like,
right. I think
I always take care.
I always thought that if he did have a classic, it was So Far Gone.
Got him Take Care. I got to though. Take,
Take Care was straight. Oh, because I had just been Take Care earlier this week, too.
Take Care was like Drake at his peak. You feel me? So Far Gone was like Drake when he was still hungry.
Right.
I like this So Far Gone because it's like,
it was rough.
Right. Just,
right.
We ain't know about Nestor's Drake.
Right.
Like, okay, this guy right here, snap, like everybody just want to know, who is this? I mean, well, let me tell you how I was stumbling up on Drake. I was trying to download Drake and Josh Beaton song.
Whoa, wait, what?
How you download it? I don't know why I was trying to download that shit, bro. But then they do, it's like Drake rap. So you know LimeWire.
Right.
I mean, you know, that was the time. So it's like all this Drake. So I'm like, what the heck is Drake? Ransom, best I ever had. So I just downloaded all the stuff.
Nope.
Man, that was the best song I ever downloaded.
No, actually, I found out about Drake. I guess there's a little history about the Make Myself Hour. When I first started, I was trying to imitate Steve Harvey and Steve Harvey Morning Show. Don't judge me. No, judge me because it was whack. But the one thing I wasn't whack was I had a co-host, my homegirl Joni. What up, Joni? If you ever listening, And she was like my cherry strawberry. You know, you got like cherry strawberry, kind of do the strawberry level. Yeah, so what happened was, yo, Insky, hold tight, bro. Hold tight.
Okay.
So, all right, let me wrap this up. So what happened was, she introduced me to Drake. She shot me the joint he had with Lil Brother. I was like, oh, shoot, like this shit kind of jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's this little pretty ass nigga? With a little part in his head, like, this nigga look like he from fucking Britain or some shit. But this shit wrong. He went Plante them. I'm like, all right, this shit dope. But, yeah, so that was the first time then his shit, and then So Far Gone dropped, and I was just like, yeah, this nigga killing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just knew the vibe of it was going to be that future shit, especially taking, like, indie rock songs and flipping it. That was the shit that impressed me the most. You know what I'm saying? And then flipping it with the Southern shit and everything else. So we'll get back into that. Without further ado, I got my man Intricate from Cap 6 in the building. What's going on,
yo,
bro?
Yo, what's good?
So let people know what you got going on, man.
Yeah. So dropping the tape. Dropping a dual tape with a homie from Love Culture. That's a collective out here in Jacksonville, killing things right now, killing shit for real.
Duval,
all the D's up, all that, and yeah, his name is Flash the Samurai, and dropping a tape called The Tale of Two Swordsmen. Gonna be coming everywhere real soon, if not this month, next month. So, yeah, y'all be on the lookout for that.
All right, bet up. So we're going to go ahead and give people a little taste of what y'all got set up. You know what I'm saying? We got the joint 20 plus, you know what I'm saying, which I think is vibing. I think a lot of people will be vibing with it. So we're going to go ahead and play that. But I appreciate you calling in, bro.
No problem, man. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Shout out to you. No doubt. Now, if you want to listen in, you can, you know, say listen in. I'm just going to have you on mute. But you can, you know what I'm saying, stay online if you like. Or if not, you know what I'm saying, that's cool too. But we're going to go ahead and play this joint for you, all right?
All right.
No doubt. So we're going to get into it. This is 20 Plus with my man Intricate. You know what I'm saying? That my man King, OB in the building, along with Jaquan. And this is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby.
Okay, yeah. You're 20 plus years, then seen it all, winter, spring, summer, but we never fall, never fall. We ain't worried about no problems if it's small, if it's small. So for now, sit back, relax, and let us go, let us go. Okay, 20 plus years, then seen it all, winter, spring, summer, but we never fall, never fall. We ain't worried about no problems if it's small, if it's small. So for now, sit back, relax, and let us go, okay. Flash the Sama, ask your mama who the realest be. Titan like I'm Aaron, but my parents ain't from Tennessee. All is fair and war, but if it's beef, then bruh, don't mention me. It's still the beast. They ask me if I'm based, I say a little B. Watch me chef my wrist, I risk it all to be this Kool-Aid cuckoo crazy motherfucker. Skipping all the classes, through the proof is I ain't even needed. You can't teach this in no course. Heard you rapping for a check, but see, we treat this like a sport, okay? Twisting the flow, it's easy like we believe in the demons. It's politicians who breathing, but profiting off the oxygen. But trust me, we don't need them. We fighting for mental freedom. They not uniting the people, so don't listen, bro. We not with them. They trying to pop me then. Say I'm a threat, cause I'm young and I got intellect, but they never will stop the trend of people upset and demanding a proper respect. So when you go and start the fight, then cry and fuss and flee. Remember, it's you and them a day against the either us, the we, nigga. 20 plus years, I've seen it all, winter, spring, summer, but we never fall, never fall. We ain't worried about no problems if it's small, if it's small. So for now, sit back, relax, and let us go. Let us go, okay. 20 plus years, I've seen it all, winter, spring, summer, but we never fall, never fall. We ain't worried about no problems if it's small, if it's small. So for now, sit back, relax, and let us go, let us go, okay.
I sit back and let it go. Mid Jenkins with that water, I spit that and let it grow. The seasons change with all a reek from the harvest and get it stole. We eat from the hard earned heaven, snow. We till the till, build the mill, steal the waters, bats we kill, the skills are sealed. Trying to get it out in the field, gotta overcome doubt, that's will. Mistakes are pen and not pencil. Fake a bit when I made my mind sink to swim, ready to sprout some gills. The seasons change, we the same. We rearrange and freeze the frame. The leaves shed, be the lanes, but be afraid to look, look, let them fall to spring up. Summertime, dripping your demeanor. Apply pressure, raise the degrees up. Give life, we can raise it to Caesar. Pharaoh with the pyramid scheme up. We like Gogeta with the team up. My life with the brain trust ink up. Cultivated winners better link up. Yeah.
20 plus years, I've seen it all, winter, spring, summer, but we never fall, never fall. We ain't worried about no problems if it's small, so for now, sit back, relax, and let us go, okay. 20 plus years, I've seen it all, winter, spring, summer, but we never fall, never fall. We ain't worried about no problems if it's small, so for now, sit back, relax, and let us go, okay. Okay.
All right, this is the Enigma Step Hour. It's your boy Enigma Step here with my man King OB.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Also with Jaquan in the background. And that was my man Intricate with 20 Plus dropping a new project, you know what I'm saying, soon or whatever. So y'all make sure y'all holler at him. You can follow him on Twitter at Intricate93. Making me feel like a goddamn old ass man because I remember 93. Explicitly.
Hey man, that was my year.
All y'all niggas, man. I remember 93.
Yeah. Right here.
I was a grown ass man. Y'all. No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I had hair on my face. I definitely had hair on my face in 93.
I'm still working on that.
Yeah, that was, yeah, these hairs, by, probably by as old as you, bro. Yeah, my face is probably by as old. I started growing hair on my face, I think 92, 5th grade. Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah. So you great as old. Anyway, we're going to get to hip hop news. First thing I want to give it to, you know what I'm saying? Give a condolences and also a get well to Nario Dunn. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Him and his homie got into a little mix. I think that was a Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Shisha Club or whatever. Fortunately, his homie succumbed to the gun violence. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
No doubt, no doubt. Nario was able to get through. Now you're on Instagram, wilding. You're stronger than me.
Hey man, that bit, bro, he gonna pull through.
Yeah, I heard him pull through. Me on Instagram dancing with gunshot. I mean, I'll be laid out. Yeah, bro, you big, big props, man. Try to trip me out. I really don't, you know what I'm saying, put too much, you know what I'm saying, behind the scene business out, but I was trying to get him on the show actually last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to King Red for coming through, you know what I'm saying? But I tried to get Nari on here. So it kind of threw me off to think that, you know what I'm saying, I had tried to get him on the show, and then that happened. So, but I'm glad he pulled through. Hope he get better, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, man. And again, you know what I'm saying, condolences to, you know what I'm saying, the big homie that didn't survive, man. That's never good. So, and it's probably guns, man. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's beef. I don't care if it's over money, over chick, whatever. Like, nigga, let that shit die down to another day. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing worth taking a nigga life. You know what I'm saying? Probably outside of protecting your own. But, nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? If it's over something, if you ain't trying to protect your life, it ain't worth it. Point blank, period. Or try to protect your loved ones, it ain't worth it. So, niggas got to relax. Y'all got to relax, man. But we're going to get off that. Good news. Shout out to my man, Inverse. You know what I'm saying? He dropped his project, Winter Blues, on the 9th. You know what I'm saying? You can check it out on Bandcamp. You know what I'm saying? Just search Inverse. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the project. It was dope. Matter of fact, I'm going to play, you know what I'm saying, his joint after we get through this, you know what I'm saying, before we get to the interview. So y'all be able to check that out. You know what I'm saying? A little homie doing his thing. I think it's his second project. So props to Inverse. What up? But also, two shouts out to Mark G and Chelsea Nete. If I said that wrong, my apologies. You know what I'm saying? They had the Cozy Night Showcase this past Saturday, which featured Intricate, which is a song we just played. Dozakis was also on the show. Matter of fact, everybody from the name was already on the Unique Step Hour. Intricate, Dozakis was on here. Jody was also on the podcast. China Pyro, which includes Rob Otis. They performed. Tarif Knockout performed. One Will. Well, Thoro, and also DJ Nove, DJ, matter of fact, King Red, who was there last week, even got up and kicked the freestyle. So I felt proud being seeing all the artists I had worked with. Man, Big Skinny was there. You know, he didn't perform. Matter of fact, he did perform. He performed with Real Thoro. So, yeah, my DNA was all over. I'm giving y'all what's hot in Tallahassee, including my man King O.B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got man J Quan, Chad Rhymes is already on here, Ben Keith. All of them giving y'all this hotness. Alright? Tallahassee is bubbling right now. I'm trying to let y'all know. So wake them up. Shake them up. Bake them up. Get them what? Get them stuck. Give a fuck. Whoa, keep freestyle. Boy. What? Anyway, man. So shout out again. Closing night, you know what I'm saying? It was on FSU campus, dope. It was a dope showcase. So, yo, we need more of that. If I get any more information about anything popping up, you got Enigma Self Hour, I'll let y'all know. Now, this is some news I didn't get into last week. I probably should have. I don't know why I forgot. So, y'all forgive me. But 21 Savage, of course, is detained by ICE. But now we got good news. My man is free. And apparently everything should work out. Now, what's on crazy? Matter of fact, goddamn Chris Brown and Offset, one of them Migos, one of them niggas, start beefing. Because niggas was having jokes about, you know what I'm saying, 21 Savage or whatever. I didn't really think it was an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, Twitter gonna do what Twitter do. You know what I'm saying? He's going to make jokes. And I don't think people was insensitive about him being locked up. I think it was really about people just so shocked because they thought he was straight A-timed out.
But it's like it's right there on the internet in front of everybody that he's rich.
Right. But people, they listen to the music. They figure, yo, this nigga A-town all the way through. So to find out, like, oh, shit, this nigga was born in the UK.
Technically, he is A-Town. He grew up. Yeah.
Right.
He was just born over there.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know, I guess people just misinformed. They don't do the research themselves just to kind of figure
out. Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. I think people gonna have jokes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think people just shocked. I think people just like, oh shit, this nigga. Right. Right. I think people just like, whoa. So it's like, okay, we're gonna make these memes. But I think once people realized, you know what I'm saying, the severity of it, it was like, all right, you know what I'm saying?
We kind of cooled off on it.
Yeah, it kind of cooled off on it. But I don't blame people for that. Like I said, Twitter's going to be Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We make jokes about R. Kelly. We make jokes about goddamn Donald Trump and everything. Yo. Right. Bloody look. That's the key. But we make jokes about anything, man. So it just how people deal with it. So I don't, even with the situation with, what's the old girl name? Wale jumped on a little pop singer, Demi Lovato. He didn't jump on, like, beat up, but he got her mentions because she was, she said the Super Bowl was boring. She was like, the only thing that was entertaining her was the 21 Savage meme. So Wale jumped in and was like, yo, why you think my man getting locked up is funny? Now I think.
Oh yeah, they shut down Twitter over that.
Yeah. She shut down her Twitter because she was like she was basically like, "Fuck Twitter, y'all tripping." But I think what it was, I don't blame her for that because everybody was laughing at me. You know what I'm saying? But I think the difference is, I think Wale was looking at her like, "You are famous. You know that we are regular. You know what I'm saying? You know that people that are not famous, they kind of think that we free game. So they gonna laugh at it." But like, because you were famous, So I think that's why he looked at her like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Chris Brown, basically.
Right. I think that's what it was. That's why Offset got mad at Chris Brown. Like, nigga, you know what we go through. Like, you know this thing. His fans don't know him like that. They know his music. So that's why they like, but you know him in a sense.
You literally probably hung out with this man.
Right. So it's like, exactly. Like, you probably shook his hand, whatever. How can you make a joke about it? You know what I'm saying? So, but on the flip side, to me, I think, especially somebody like Demi Lovato, I think she's probably so removed because she's not hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So she's probably like, oh, this is fun. I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she should have shut down her Twitter behind it. But now, also, two people looking like, yo, you was just on crack just a year ago. You were just a meme. Exactly.
You were the meme.
Right, exactly. After that was while they shit was too, like, they was just hitting on you about your
to trying to
laugh at somebody. Yeah, it's been that same quote as a celebrity. So, but again, for me, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't have did it, but I get where Wale was coming from. I get where Demi Lovato was coming from. So it is what it is. Other thing, of course, Grammy night, that was this past Sunday. Now I always look at it like this. Yeah, Grammys have lost their notoriety for a minute now. You know what I'm saying? I don't look for the Grammys to tell me what's the best in music. But I do understand. I feel like this. When I look at the Grammys, I look at it to see if the Grammys going to do what the Grammys do. And I usually, there's usually a formula behind it, and so I see if they're going to follow that formula. And that was the thing about it. It was some stuff that was in line with it and some stuff that wasn't. One thing that was in line, and I told y'all, if y'all listen to the other podcast, to listeners out there, I told y'all the album of the year was going to go to either a single songwriter or a funky band or like a quirky band. I don't think it was a quirky band that was even nominated. And I said it was either going to go to Brandi Carlile or Kacey Musgraves. And if they really wanted to be out the box, they would have went for, I'm forgetting people's names. I'm tripping. Anyway, Janelle Monáe, I'm tripping. She was looking sexy. Anyway, she was slim thick out there. But I said if they really want to go out the box, they would have went with Janelle Monáe. But they went with Kacey Musgraves. Because they always do that. They either go with a quirky band or a single songwriter. Or a female single songwriter. And that's what they did. So, one surprise with Album of the Year. The big surprise for me was, and I didn't know it was history at the time, but apparently it was. Childish Gambino won Song of the Year and Record of the Year. And not only that, he's the first rapper to win those two awards. So, even though, again, the Grammys are the Grammys, so it's not like they're a perimeter of the culture. But I do think it may be interesting in that I think what Childish Gambino did this year and also, too, with Travis Scott. And I want to see, you know, I was talking about earlier about what may happen in the future. My thinking is that the fact that they use other people ad-lib, like Travis Scott used the hell out of goddamn, what's the old boy from Ray Shimmer? Sway Lee. He used the hell out of his ad-libs on that project, especially Sicko Mode. Like, that's all you're, hey, okay, sound like goddamn old Jelly Juice Man. but then also, too, I think with This Is America, you had Young Thug in the background, you had Kodak in the background, you had 21 Savage in the background, you had Swale in the background, and he used their voices to piece that project together. And I think that may be a signature that may become a thing. We'll see. That's how I viewed it. So, also, too, I want to get to the elephant in the room in regards to the Grammy, and that is, did Cardi B deserve Rap Album of the Year? Now, my take is this. It was a good project. I think anybody who disagreed with her getting Rap Album of the Year, I think most people won't deny that it was a good project. It was better than people expected. Like, expecting her to have the hits that they were already out. But even the other songs were decent. It was like, oh, shoot. Like, this ain't bad. This is actually rocking. So, I can't say that it was a bad project. I can't say it was trash. It wasn't a trash project. However, just because people don't think that, or just because people, it can be a good project, don't mean that it deserves Rap Album of the Year. I don't mean that people think that it's the best album that came out. Like, granted, it's a Grammy. You look at the songs that were even nominated, and I would think most heads would be like, none of the albums were my favorite, you know what I'm saying, on my top. And some of them were. I think a lot of people agreed that, I heard a lot of people agreed with, what's my man, with the Victory Lap. What's buddy's name? It's at the tip of my tongue. Balls. You did a Victory Lap. Golly. It's too late. My man Tone look. Nah, I ain't Tone. But anyway, Nipsey Hussle. But Nipsey Hussle, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people said that was Album of the Year. A lot of people get that Album of the Year. Same thing with Daytona with Pusha T. So they were nominated, but a lot of albums that I heard people say, even for me, like my favorite project was In Celebration of Us by, again, forgetting people's names, Sky Zoo, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even close to being nominated. It is what it is. But yeah, I was still surprised. I really thought they would have, if you listen to my podcast when I talked about the Grammys when they first came out with nominees, I thought it was going to be Mac Miller. And not just because I thought it was the best project, or even because he died. I thought they was going to try to play up the drama with Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And apparently she didn't perform, so it was still a drama. But I thought they was going to do it, just kind of drama, that drama. Because at the end of the day, and I think Joe Budden talked about this on his podcast, the Grammys, they need excitement. They need a draw. And so I figured Mac Miller would be that. Giving him the award would be that. But yeah, I think giving it to Cardi B. Matter of fact, Cardi B, I think, was a political move. Because if you watch the Grammys, or if you knew about even the background of the Grammys, was that there was the former like president of the recording association got in trouble last year after the past Grammys because like only one female was nominated and she didn't perform. I think it was Lord from Australia. And so he said that women need to step it up and it caused a lot of outward. He got them out of here.
Yeah.
It was getting the Me Too movement. It was like, all right, bro. So the Grammys really had to get to a point where they had
females and women stuff.
Exactly. So that's why you had Alicia Keys hosting. She brought out Michelle Obama and Jada Pinkett and, you know what I'm saying, really try to put women in the forefront. So I think, and not to, again, not to take anything away from Cardi B because it was a dope project, but I do think that played a part in it. Like, you're going to take probably one of the most male-dominant genres, and for the first time ever, you're going to give it to a female artist as the album of the year.
For real.
So, but shout out to Cardi B, man. Again, she working, that's cool. Was it the best album of the year? No. Was it a good project? Yeah. Did I think she wrote one of her songs?
No.
Hell no. That's another thing, too. Like, that project was, my takeaway from the project was just that a lot of it was industry stuff. It was industry stuff. It was industry made. Anybody could have rapped them songs.
I think it's why they still sleeping on J. Cole.
I don't know, bro.
He dropped the album this year. And it was fire.
Right.
And it didn't get a mention.
Right. And he went platinum. So it wasn't like he won seven.
He always go platinum.
Right.
But he never get a Grammy. I'm just saying.
Now again, it just go back to
the dopest lyrics is in the game.
Right.
And hands down, he beat Kendrick.
Right. Oh,
I'm gonna tell you what, that may be like a Grammy. We know what's real.
But the funny thing about it, I think the thing about it with the Grammys, though, is we know they're not on it. The funny thing is that they want to be on it. And it's just like,
you got to really pay attention.
Right.
Right.
But on the flip side, because the Recording Academy is so vast, because it got covers the entire music spectrum, it's understandable that they'll miss some stuff. So that's why I know for me, myself, I felt what they do put in front of us. But then it's kind of like, even what you put in front of us, you kind of would think that they would get some of it since they want to act like they can get it. And then you do something like giving Cardi B rap album of the year. Like,
you know what? I'm going to cause a little controversy. Nicki Minaj's album went platinum with no radio streams.
Actually, I caused even more controversy. I wasn't going to bring it up because we got to get to the next segment. But I was going to add that Nicki Minaj's album was better than Cardi B's.
It was.
It didn't have the hit.
But overall, it was Nicki.
Right. It was a more solid project. Because my thing is, with Cardi B album, a lot of those songs were impersonal. Even the songs where it seemed like she maybe talking about Offset, she really wasn't. Like, even the song,
I made those songs before the situation even came up.
But it wasn't even still like, what's the Ring, Ring, Ring song?
Yeah.
She ain't talking about Offset with that.
Mm.
She talking about some random shit. Like, anybody could have made that song. Like, and I mean, she got personality. She's talented in that she gets out and she can draw people's attention. She still can work on her rapping skills a little bit. She's not the best rapper, but she's getting there. She's not bad. But yeah, the songs were pretty much impersonal. Like, it wasn't nothing in there to make me think I'm learning something about her. It's just because she's so popular and the songs sound good. They're really, really well put together. It's like, yeah, they jamming, but it's not her. There's no personality in it. Versus with Nicki, it wasn't that Nicki blew Cardi B out of the water, but I just think with her project,
that's about it all.
Yeah, it was just solid. It was just, everything flowed together. And when I listened to it, I'm like, this shit better. I'm like, anybody's gonna buy it with it because Cardi B got it now. She got the star.
She got everybody eye right now.
Exactly. And so people are just gonna hate on Nicki. And it's just like, nah, this project is better.
Give it about another 2 years, and then we're going to see where the attention goes. It'll be right back on me.
Thank you. Yes, you do.
You just got to go eat.
That's it. We don't want to hear nothing else. They drop music and eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, music don't speak.
We're gonna go ahead and get into the next track. Like I said, man, my man Inverse dropped the album this week on the 9th. You can check it out on Bandcamp. The search Inverse N.VERSE. Name of it is Winter. Let me say it right. Name of it is Winter Blue. So y'all make sure y'all check it out. This is Inverse featuring Tyler B with No Peace. And this is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby.
I said I'm tired. Working these hours is so boring. Giving up my life, but there's nothing to show for. Rather be on tours and ripping the shows for them. Rolling with my bitch and cars are so foreign. Top bag, getting top. My nigga, I'm so for. So I decided I'm fucking off no more. I'm about to cash a check, renovate the whole floor. Own buildings, my own children will grow to own more. I'm standing in the light when it comes to the soul war. Invisible wind. Talking shit and clone more. Not taking it, no. Not taking it no more. About to penetrate them all into my ventilation off. Don't think I generations off. I'm drifting, feeling like my life is hard. I don't like this part in my timeline. Trying to reach the world, but first I'm trying to battle my mind. I'm dealing with depression, anxiety. Got me bugging. Is these rhymes gonna change my life or is it all for nothing? Don't get me wrong, I love it, but I don't want to be Odin talking about aspiring. Have my people wait on the dream. It's like I lied to them. If I never make it, how the fuck I'm gonna take it? How the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How the fuck would I take it? Yeah, how the fuck would I, how the fuck would I, look, I've been moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. And the walls in the ceiling, man, I hit it, go speak. And it's been a long way, love, what it's gone with. I'm living on me and I'm feeling lonely.
Rest in peace, I put my talents on the avenue so they could see. They point with laughter while they passing through, cause ain't nothing worse than putting your dreams first. What glitters to me is gold, my glitter they see is dirt. So I'm 6 feet under bait, I'm buried in this bitch. I'm not deceased though, season awaits me now. Demons can't bring me down. Basquiat made my crown, pound. Hashtag I'm sick of it, people been acting different. Claiming that they been living it, really just fucking ignorant. Incoherent humans that I can't stand. Really hope you people grow to be a better man or ma'am. Remember when I used to go ham, I ain't had no bill. I was never in a jam, used to hang with the homies, all jokies in the oaks, breaking rules. Nowadays all I do is pay dues. I can't pay you my youth. No, I can't pay you my youth. No, I can't pay you that. How you gon' pay me back?
Look, I've been moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. And the walls in the ceiling, man, I hear it go speak. And it's been a long wait, Lord, what it's gon' be? I'm living on me and I'm feeling lonely. Some relationships probably be better if I had more paper. But then again, what that say about the bond? Should I question what's around me and deal with it till I'm gone? Should I? I'm 22, living life without a dad and mom. And I'm feeling like I'm needing y'all the most right now. See you a couple times a year, that's life now. My girl hella fed up, my world is fucking twisted. I'm feeling this is set up, it's like nobody listens. The people coming and going, another one I be mourning. They say what's good fam, but really I don't know. I'm hard to trust nowadays, I seen them turning to beasts. Seen chaos with beauty once before was rooted deep. Now black flowers represent the fallen ways. We used to make love, now we hardly say a thing. But I'm still grateful for the day, comfortable with the pain, the love fading away. I've been moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. And the walls and the ceiling, man, I hear the ghost speak. And it's been a long week, Lord, what it's gon' be? I'm living on E and I'm feeling lonely. I've been moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. And the walls and the ceiling, man, I hear the ghost speak. And it's been a long week, should I move to Long Beach? Say fuck it, dog, get a chrome piece, R.I.P. I've been moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. And the walls and the ceiling, man, I hear the ghost speak. And it's been a long week, Lord. Get dog, get a chrome piece, R.I.P. I'm moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. In the walls, in the ceiling, man, I hear the ghost speak. And it's been a long week, Lord, what it's gonna be? I'm living on E and I'm feeling lonely. I've been moving and I'm shaking and I'm feeling no peace. In the walls, in the ceiling, man, I hear the ghost speak. And it's been a long week, should I move to Long Beach? Say fuck it, dog, get a chrome piece.
All right, this is Enigma Step Hour. That was my man Inverse featuring Tyler B with No Peace. Again, like I said, his project is on Bandcamp, so you can check it out. But without further ado, you can hear my man voice throughout the podcast. We're going to get into his interview. My man King OB, what's going on, bro?
And chill, vibing with you, man. Good to be here.
No doubt, no doubt. Like I said, I'll go ahead and get my apologies for the technical difficulties or whatever. But we're going to go ahead and get these people, you know what I'm saying, get what they want. So, just off top, you know what I'm saying, like, it's going to sound basic as hell, but fuck it. What got you into music, bro?
You want the honest answer?
Honest answer. You want the real.
Y'all can't thank Jaquan Bangi. listen, though. My first song I recorded with him, what, Flying J Studio? Mm-hmm. All right. It was a little studio off Dart Street. Our first song, it was called Fuck Off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck Bitches Get Money. Type five. You feel me? But my first time in the booth, man, I was so nervous. We had to smoke some with that. We all high. You feel me? So,
right.
I ain't gonna lie. I was so there. I don't even know how I got my burst out. But I did. And then I kind of fell back, you know. I had ended up going to state. So I was doing music, but I wasn't so heavy into it.
Right.
Then, like, you know, just a couple of life situations came up. This happened, that happened. And then, like, honestly, I've been going hard in music for about a good 2 years strong now. And I can see the progression from when I really started taking it serious
right
to now. And it's only going north from here. You feel me?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go off Facebook snitching. But I just need some verification. Because I checked your name out.
Mm-hmm.
I checked his name out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, y'all brothers, cousins, what's the...
Cousins, not dads or brothers.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I was like,
they got the same word, man. About what? 25, about to be 26 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, dope. So, what was your inspirations like coming up? I know you say you just kind of jumped into it, but what was kind of people either growing up or even now, like, who you look at and be like, yo, I'm trying to not be them, but I'm trying to get where they at?
Growing up, my mom didn't even know the music. Like, I was playing football. I was D1, about to go D1, all the kind of crazy stuff. Then I told my meniscus, and, you know, no college don't want nobody with a bad knee, so.
Yeah.
I just kind of just went away. Only offer I had left was thing for Bethune-Cookman, and I just didn't want to go there.
Nah, you ain't want to go to BCC, right? You ain't want to go to BCC. Trust me on that. As a rapper. You ain't want
to go to BCC. I had good grades, though, you feel me? I had good grades, even though my senior year, that one GPA dropped like crazy. I still graduated with like a 3-4. I passed the ACT and shit the first time I took it, so like, I passed it one time, and I made a score high enough that I can get in college playing football, and I was like,
right,
because that was my route, and I wasn't really thinking about nothing else.
Right.
But I got into FSU, who care? Shout out to care, you feel me? And, yeah, I stayed at FSU for a few semesters, went to TCC, dabbling in this, that, you know.
Right.
Still getting into shit as you're coming up, but, you know, I'm here now, and then I just put everything into the music.
Right.
I look up to Wayne, Dre, you know, J. Cole. You feel me? I fuck with Cole because Cole is just like, he a beast when it comes to wordplay.
Right.
It's everything in general when it comes to music.
Right.
A lot of people sleep on it.
Now, actually, I'm kind of glad to hear that y'all boys out here really ain't no dummies. You know what I'm saying? Because you kind of remind me, like, those Zachies on here, he was in the IB program in Panama City. Man, one will.
I was in the engineering program at State.
But I'm saying, like, I'm glad. I hope people understand, especially, you know, people that may be listening that aren't, like, really hip-hop fans or, you know what I'm saying, rap fans, or, like, we're not dummies out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, even some of the cats you may think in the game that may be like, well, they don't really rap, like, whatever. A lot of times, they be intelligent, even if they go that route. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if they just keep it simplistic or whatever. So, nah, and I would say, like, don't be ashamed of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, smart nigga.
Yeah,
3.4, nigga, what? Unweighted, nigga, what? So, so with the music or whatever, like, what do you want people to get out of it?
I just want them to get me. You feel me? Because, like, my music, I don't write. I just go in the studio. I go through some beats. And I need a beat that I can feel a vibe to. As long as I can feel that vibe, it's going to be magic made. So that's how it worked for me. I don't sit down with no pen and paper. I just feel like that killed my energy.
Right.
So I just like to maintain that energy and just go in the booth and record what's on my mind, how I'm feeling. Really don't even think about it. Just whatever come out, just go with it.
Okay, this is what I kind of discovered. This is going to sound weird. It's like, E, you've been rapping for however long. You just figuring this out? Now, Cafe, it don't write.
And
I went through a period where I didn't write. Shit was trash. it wasn't bad, but it was just, I'm better when I write.
Yeah.
I can do it not writing, but I'm just better when I write.
I ain't slowing it down.
But I realized, but that's another thing too. Like you said, like you write and it's like you may catch something, man. It do kind of stifle
me. It made me think too much, and I don't want to think that much.
But do you like? Well, I guess what question I want to ask is, do you strictly just freestyle, or do you kind of do the punch in, punch out? Which is no judgment. Whatever it is,
it depends. Honestly. Like sometimes I can go in the booth and it'll be like I catch a vibe and I just go through it.
Mm.
There are other times it'd be like, I kind of got a picture in my head of what I want to become, so I kind of just punch in, punch out, and piece my way through it. So it just depends on the vibe, the mood, just the feeling of everything in the moment. That's all it is for me. Like, sitting down really thinking about it too much, I can't do music like that. I just got to be, if I feel it, I feel it. If I don't, I don't. Got to go on to the next.
Right.
All right. Y'all can do that. I'm going to sit back and watch y'all while y'all do this. I know cuz can. You can vouch for it. Like, the beat, come on, don't fuck with it. I'm
sliding. Right. Nah, I get it because I think for me, the reason I did a whole project with my cuz and I decided to freestyle, about 15 years ago, RIP to my Uncle Jerome, that's why I freestyled the whole project.
Yeah.
And the reason was because, like, when I was writing, like, the flow wasn't really there. You know what I'm saying? My lyrics is on point. But I wanted to get the flow down. So I was like, let me record just so I can get a flow and get used to having a rhythm or whatever. Like you said, having a vibe, having a bop, whatever.
It's different when you hear your voice inside the beat versus just hearing it over the beat.
Right. So I get that part. Like I said, I think the only thing for me was, you know, well, I wish I would have recognized then or let my pride go. Because my thing was, I just wanted to be off the top. Like I want to prove that. It just everything was on top of my head. But in hindsight, like I listened to some of them songs, I'm just like, I mean, I mispronounced a word.
You ran out of
right. And it was just like, dang, like I would let my pride go. re-recorded it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say it ain't no judgment in regards to if you went through, you made a quick eight. And then went back was like, I don't like the other four bars. Let me go back and do that. And like, as long as the song is dope coming out, that's what that means. End of the day.
Anywhere from a bar all the way up to probably like 4 or 8 at a time.
Right.
About how it goes sometimes. And it's just like, I might want to say a certain part a certain way. You feel me?
Right.
It's just like, it just all depends on how I want to be creative.
Right.
So. That's just how I record. I mean, it might not be for everybody, but that would work for me.
Right. Yeah, that's what, at the end of the day, as long as I think, well, I guess that's the question too. I had this question with somebody else some weeks ago, a few episodes ago. What do you find the most important? I think both are important, but what's the most important? Doing a song that you like or doing a song that you think the people, or like, do you do it for you, or do you do it for the people? Which is most important to you?
For me, it really is both. And, like, I just try to find that crossing between the two because, like, yeah, it got to be something that I like, but it also got to be something that everybody else can listen to.
Right, right.
So it's like, I just trying to find that point where both of them meet.
Right.
And normally, I don't have a problem with that because a lot of stuff that people like is our stuff that I like also. So it kind of like, It works out.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about it too. Like you gotta be that I'm that gatekeeper, yeah.
On halfway, I went outside the box. I went far outside the box. I kind of just, I really did my own thing on that. But I've been kind of trying to dibble and dabble, do different stuff, do this, do that. But I just want to give people a sign that they really haven't heard, or give them a sign that they miss, but with a new feel to it.
Right.
Type of feel. Yeah. That's something different.
What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and give y'all what he got for y'all. That's a thing that's kind of early, but screw it. We're going to go ahead and do this, and then we're going to come back and give y'all some more. So we got King OB with Hot Boys, and we'll come back with No Basic. And we're going to get some more information on King OB of the Van Geek. And let y'all know how we doing this, or how they doing this round. So this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Play that shit on TNT.
This that hot shit, that 99 Hot Boys, this that block shit. The fireman with the flame, we will not quit. I need a bitch from the hood that gon' pop shit. Fat ass, long waist, she a bad bitch. She from the projects and she never did her taxes. She came up off a project like JT. Bet the whole world know me. But that's not enough, I need them racks in the duffel, I still ain't made enough. I heard my nigga been snitching, I don't know who to trust. That's why you see me by myself, you niggas can go to hell. I smoke you before you tell. Get money, avoid the jail. Constantly raising hell, on mission to make a meal. I need that bling bling. These niggas talk a lot of shit, but it don't make sense. I'm trying to come through, swerving in that big Benz. Hell nah, it ain't rented, man, I grind it for the living. You can't see me cause it's tenant. And I'm sliding with a foreign with me. Take her on the road, touring with me, she gon' be a witness. I'ma spend a whole bag on her. I'ma make these hoes mad at her, they gon' wanna kill me. She gon' go and hit a league for me. She gon' take a nigga shit for me. This that hot shit, that 99 Hot Boys, this that block shit. The fireman with the flame, we will not quit. I need a bitch from the hood that gon' pop shit. Fat ass, long waist, she a bad bitch. She from the projects and she never did her taxes. She came up off a project like JT. Bet the whole world know me. But that's not enough, I want them racks to the ceiling. I want the billy club, yeah. These niggas all in they feeling me. I can't show no love, no love. And I don't know who to trust. Nigga mention my name and I'm a buzz. And they ain't lonely, keep round no nine up on me. These niggas, they acting funny, might up it at any moment. They screaming gang shit, bitch. But they really won't bang shit, nah. They just hope it make them famous. Bitch, I'm armed and I'm dangerous. Bitch, I'm armed and I'm dangerous. Heard your girl getting anxious, telling me you ain't shit, telling me your whereabouts, giving me the rundown, wanna go and air it out. She was the sweetest girl before you came into her world. Now she dated to designer, smoking hella herb. Her purse is Gucci, Yves Chanel, and she mean as hell. And she quit the bang on you. This that hot shit, that 99 Hot Boys, this that block shit. The fireman with the flame, we will not quit. I need a bitch from the hood that gon' pop shit. Fat ass, long waist, she a bad bitch. She from the projects and she never did her taxes. She came up off a project like JT. Bet the whole world know me, but that's not enough. Smoking on that gas, nothing regular. No, plenty bad bitches, nothing regular. Yeah. Fuck a foreign, I'm a cop of Tesla. Shawty said she love me, I ain't trusting her. Scotty hit me up, she say she want a body. I'm walking out the stool like I just popped a Molly. I'm grinding on these niggas, I just popped a Ollie. I just made a mama, now we on the island. Running bands up, these niggas can't stand us. We been NBA, these niggas can't catch up. Never broke again, Glock's a 30 man.
rapping with her. She my girlfriend. Smoking on that gas, nothing regular. Plenty bad bitches, nothing regular. Fuck a foreign, I'm a cop of Tesla. Shawty said she love me, I ain't trusting love. Smoking on that gas, nothing regular. Plenty bad bitches, nothing regular. Fuck a foreign, I'm a cop of Tesla. Shawty said she love me, I ain't trusting love. Shawty said she out here in the field with me. Shawty by wherever she gon' drill with me. My shawty worse than me, she quit the cap a nigga. Ain't no taking easy, it ain't no playing nigga. Playing with Glock 9 sticks, she a savage with it. I know she crazy, but I'm loving how the money flip. BWA, bitch with attitude. It's no problem with me, we making money moves. Smoking on that gas, nothing regular. Plenty bad bitches, nothing regular. Fuck a foreign, I'm a cop of Tesla. Shawty said she love me, I ain't trusting love. Smoking on that gas, nothing regular. Plenty bad bitches, nothing regular. Fuck a foreign, I'm a cop of Tesla. Shawty said she love me, I ain't trusting love.
Nick myself hours, boy Nick myself, my man King OB, Earth's two track Hot Boy, and also No Basic, you know what I'm saying? So you said with Hot Boy, you gave people kind of outside the box.
Yeah,
how was like, outside the box with
you? It's like, honestly, Wayne is my favorite artist. I kind of went back into kind of.
Oh, look. Septima Libras are the best, to let y'all know. Go ahead.
Hey, but yeah. I kind of just went back and just went back to that old vibe that he used to create, went back when he was with the Hot Boys and back when he was early in his solo career.
Work.
And I just kind of wanted to mesh that with like current hip hop, current rap.
Right.
And just create something new of my own. And I feel like I kind of accomplished that. It's like I came out with a dope record and I really feel like I captured that New Orleans vibe.
Right.
Like, if you're from Ninth Ward, I feel like you're going to ride to it.
Yo, that's dope, bro. Like, I like...
Bro. Yeah.
No, I like when artists are intentional. You know what I'm saying?
That was my purpose, like. And honestly, I locked myself in the studio 2 days working on that track.
Word.
I did it when he was in Miami. He had a meeting down in Miami. Corn had a meeting down in Miami he had to go to, and I was in the studio all weekend by myself, and I cooked up that and another song, but Hot Boy, that's that one.
Oh, I'm proud of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to see, you know what I'm saying, people really taking it serious, taking the artistic side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for you to sit there, that dedication, to want to, like, again, be intentional, to be there and say, look, I'm going to sit here and get this right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's what makes a dope artist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Is somebody that's out there just not, oh, I just want to be famous. I'm going to make this song, blah, blah, blah. It's like, nah, bro, I'm really trying to put in work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to impress y'all. Not to be impressionable to people, but say, look, I got vision, and I'm gonna make this happen.
Yeah, I be thinking about the visuals behind it, too, because, like, I do want to shoot videos and everything. I'm working on, right now, getting a few videos done. I ain't going to tell everybody how many yet, but just know,
right.
They coming, and they stay with us. They come.
All right, so we got two tracks, you know what I'm saying? Can we expect an album? What kind of project
you got cooking up? I'm going to tell y'all right now. There is an album on the way, but I'm not giving y'all a date yet.
All right.
But just know it's coming sooner than later.
So I say this. How can they get in contact with you so you can stay with you, you know what I'm saying? So when you do drop it, boom.
All right, you can go to my Instagram. @ KingOB_BandGeeks with a Z. And from there, you can basically get in contact with me through my email. You can call me, text me, however you're trying to get in contact with me. I'm always available. If I ain't on answer, leave me a message. I will get back with you. But we out here working. So if you're trying to work, hit me up. Let's make something happen. Trying to book me for shows. I ain't charging that much if you're trying to book me for something out of town.
Right.
Just hit me up. We can work something out. Just know we booking shows. We book crazy. So just get at me. We making something happen. Just
right. And what, matter of fact, one, two more questions in regards to performing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Would you rather, what's your favorite part? Is it, you rather be in the studio or do you prefer
being on stage, bro. I like to be on stage. Word. Because that's like where I get to show off the all the hard work I've been putting in.
Word.
It's like, it's like back when I was playing football, I was like, yo, you went to practice all week, busting our ass,
right,
knocking each other out and all this shit. So Friday come, you finally get to go hit somebody else.
Okay? Right.
Right. So right. Like, for me, when it comes to music, it's like, when it's time to step on that stage, you feel me, showtime, and the lights on, it's just like, it's exciting.
Right.
I get filled with energy. I don't know. Some people get nervous. I just get filled with energy. And then when the song come on, I just start performing. It's just like, it's the whole vibe and the energy of the song, all that just come back, take over, and it feel like it's just me out there in front of a crowd.
Right. Like, no, first of all, me being a coach, you know what I'm saying? That's a lesson you tell your players. Like, look, I tell my kids, practice is for work.
Yeah.
The game is for fun. So you put in the work,
you're going to have fun.
Yeah, you're going to have fun because your body's going to react. Yeah. And same thing, you know what I'm saying, like you said, with the music. You put in that work in the studio, you put in that work, you know what I'm saying, memorizing your song, you know what I'm saying, putting your stage presence together, whatever. So when you get in, all you got to do is just rock.
And go out there and do it.
We muscle memory, just on Google, whatever. So, yeah, I respect you 100% for that. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, you know what I'm saying, last question before we get out of here. I know you said you got some stuff set up as far as, like, a project. You know what I'm saying? You want to do videos. Where do you see King OB in the next 9 months to a year? Where you want to be at this time next year?
9 months to a year? I want to be on the road touring, to be real with you.
Word.
By touring, I mean, like, sold out dates type of touring. Like, I'm really trying to make a push. Like, I don't think small, I think big. So,
word.
You're only big is what you can think, what you can dream, how big your vision is. And I feel like I got an endless vision, so we finna make a lot happen this year, no matter what. And that ain't stopping us this year.
For real. Yeah. And I've been seeing it. I already told you boys, I see them working. I see them doing their thing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, glad to have King OB. Hopefully, he has a corn on here soon enough. Have my man, Never will stop. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, I got another thing for y'all.
Go ahead.
Taquan Bangies got his single featuring Chad Ryan dropping this Friday.
Word.
All platforms, any way you can stream, download music from, we even on Tidal. Like, we really out here. So
right.
Go check it out. Ride with it. I know everybody gonna love it. You feel me? Download, stream, share with your friends, share with everybody. You feel me? So we really trying to make a push this year.
Right. The boys been grinding. They doing their thing. So I'm proud of y'all boys, man. You know what I'm saying? Always gonna support. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So we gonna go ahead and get to this last track and get up out of here. I'll be back hopefully next week. Like I say, I may want to throw your boys some coins. Get a new laptop because laptop looking crazy. The podcast gonna keep moving. As far as the live joint, we'll see what's happening. I'll try to make do. Anyway, outside of that, man, we're gonna go ahead and get into this last joint and then we're gonna get up out of here. If I can get to it, where is it, Enigma? You know what I'm saying? Fuck with you?
Yeah, fuck with
you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. Fuck with me, dog. Holler at you, boy. Matter of fact, before we get up out of here, any artist you want to get on Enigma Self Hour, you can holler at me at enigmaself@gmail.com. Actually, I got March sold up. I got a special presentation for y'all come March, so y'all stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're trying to get on, you know what I'm saying, early April, even May, or if you got a project coming out this year, you want to set a date, or whenever that project going to drop, just holler at your boy again. Hit me up, enigmaself@gmail.com or any social media outlets, man. And we're going to do this. Also, too, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me, V89, Underground Railroad, every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be doing that tomorrow. And also, too, before I get up out of here, RIP to my Uncle Jerome. You know what I'm saying? He was one of the first rappers in my family. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, Valentine's Day 2004, he passed away. But before he got out of here, he told us to keep going, keep doing what we're doing. And 15 years later, you listen to the Enigma Self Hour. So peace out to my Uncle Jerome. To get out of here, fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? My man King OB, Jaquan, Band Geeks. We doing this. This is the Enigma Self Hour. We got time, baby.
Trapping, I can go cop a Porsche. I swear this music by the blow, you know we going north.
Would you fuck with me if I ain't had a drill? Had a drill. Would you fuck with me if I ain't keep it real?
Keep it real.
Would you fuck with me if I ain't had a soul?
Had a
soul. Would you fuck with me if I took a loss?
Yeah.
That's all I wanna know.
Would you fuck with me?
Yeah.
Would you fuck with me?
Yeah. That's all.
Would you fuck with me?
Yeah. That's all I wanna know.